Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 322. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. You guys know what time it is. Today, I'm talking about being an introvert and how it helps me with my writing and also other content creation. So there's one thing that has helped me on my writing journey and pretty much throughout my life, and it's me being an introvert. I learned I was an introvert more after, I would say, high school. I would say I started to realize, like, yeah, I don't like being around people all the time. But anyway, my personality, I am quiet, inquisitive, and I pay attention to the little things. Now, you think that I'm nowhere near an introvert if I have a podcast 3 days a week, but I really am. And I've learned who I am as I get older. And when I'm in large crowds or in like certain situations, I'm more observant before I speak. Now, I pay attention to details with the world and people and things going on around me. And I think being an introvert has allowed me to soak everything in that's happening in the world, which consists of reading articles, listening to people's stories, you know, watching, you know, the stories that are going on, you know, on websites and the internet and especially social media apps. And it's helped me in like so many ways. Now, sometimes the book ideas come to me through just being in the moment, you know, processing things, thinking in depth, having conversations with people, and things just come to me. And by letting things flow, writing and creating content, you know, it has been very smooth for me, and I'm thankful for that. I mean, a lot of ideas come to me at the most random times, in the shower, when I'm eating, late at night, you know, hanging out with friends, watching TV shows, just being by myself and just watching, you know, people in certain situations. And everyone wonders why I don't talk a lot or I'm to myself a lot. There's a reason for all of the things that I do. I like to observe environments. I like to feel people out, see who's intriguing or interesting to talk to, and then I can decide who's worth putting time and effort to in a crowded setting or, you know, in a place where, you know, there's a party going on or an event or whatever the case is. I'm not a small talk type of person. I can do it. It's more of a tolerable ordeal, but my introverted personality comes from pretty much being an only child, being a loner, having the mindset of just knowing when to be quiet, and also knowing who I am, you know, as a person. And the older I get, the more I realize that I like being to myself a lot. So I will truthfully say that if you're an introvert, it's cool. You just got to embrace it. You're different than others, and there's nothing wrong with it. So in regards to just me in general, outside of the landscape of, you know, my writing and my content creation, you know, I would say that I can do small groups of people. And being in large crowds, it's mentally, physically, and emotionally draining at this point in my life. When I was younger, I, you know, would, you know, go out and be in the clubs and be in the lounges and all that stuff. And that's fun when you're in your 20s. But when you're in your 40s, it's not fun at all. So for people who are introverts, I'm quite sure you will fully understand this podcast from a perspective of you like being alone a lot, you need personal time for yourself. And sometimes when you're an introvert, you're also a combination of being an empath, which means that people just love talking to you. And a prime example of that was on Fridays, I'm off from work. I have a 4-day work week. That may change in the future. I want to really go into the career I want to be in, which is my writing. But anyway, I go on bike rides, and then after I do 3 miles on my bike, I go to a park and I play basketball by myself. I like to get workouts in. I like to challenge myself and, see, how much endurance I have and how much I can push myself until I'm like, all right, I'm good, right? So after about an hour and 15 minutes of just getting shots up, there was this older man in his mid-60s with a basketball in his hand, and he was walking my way with a book bag on. And in my mind, I was like, yep, it's time to go. So I take my two free throws, and I hear him. And I turn my head and I'm like, well, I'm done, finished working out, whatever. And I'm changing from my basketball sneakers into my running sneakers so I can ride my bike. Not even like a half a mile back to, back to my, apartment building. And I knew in my head that he was going to talk my ear off. And that's what he did. So after about 15 minutes, I was good. I got on my bike and I got out of Dodge. That's what happens when you're an introvert and you just want to be to yourself. You don't want to talk to people. That's me. Sometimes I can deal with people being, talkative. And sometimes I'm just like, yeah, I'm good. Thanks for sharing. And this guy was sharing where he's from and what he does for work and all this stuff. I don't know this guy from a hole in a wall. He asked me if I wanted to drink a beer. I'm not a beer drinker, by the way. So there's just a lot that comes with being an introvert. So for people who are not that, understand and know that introverts need their personal time for themselves. They literally can stay in their apartments or homes for literally a week at a time and not go out and not feel the need to want to be around a whole bunch of people. Going to the supermarket can be annoying for them. Going to simple places like Target and Walmart, they don't want to deal with it. We keep our circles very small. We don't tell everybody everything. Our lives are an illusion on social media. And what I mean by that is we give you the illusion that you know more than you think about us, but you really don't. I don't share a lot of private thoughts in my head and things that are going on in my life with people because I don't feel the need to. And I always say that my personal life is not for public consumption, which is why I want to do very well in my writing, but I don't want to be famous. I don't care for fame. I care to start conversations on social issues and to enlighten everyone and to get people to understand that this world is crumbling and we need to fix it, and no one is going to come and save us. So I want you all to know that I am an introvert in so many ways, and even the closest people to me don't know every aspect of me or about me. People know of me, people don't know me. Big difference. I would say about 5 to 6 people know me very, very well in my life, and they have a full understanding of who I am and what I'm about. And I'm very comfortable with that. There is one person that I would say can definitely make it to number 7 on the list that knows me, that would know me very, very well in ins and outs. But time will tell if that will happen or not. Point is that me being the person that I am has helped me on my journey. It's allowed me to publish over 50 books up to this point. It's allowed me to be on my 322nd episode on my podcast in 3 years. It's helped me to, you know, grow and become the person that I'm supposed to be. So if you're an introvert, an extrovert, an ambivert, whatever fits who you are and your personality, embrace it and understand that it's who you are. Doesn't make you good or bad or indifferent or anything like that. And that there are so many opportunities to grow within who you are and your personality. So, if you didn't listen to Friday's pod, it's coming to the end for this year as far as my podcast. This week is the last week of my podcast for the year. That's number one. Number two, next year I will be doing every other week for my podcast. I will not be having a podcast every single week. That's because I've created and, you know, recorded so much content, and I need to kind of take a step back from doing podcasts every week so I can focus on recording audiobooks. My audiobooks are on payhip.com/Jamel Crothers. I'll leave the link in the bio. And you can listen to audiobooks of mine if you choose to. If you do, I appreciate you. I also appreciate you listening to my podcast for this whole year, and if you have the previous 2 years. So that was a big announcement that I made on Friday, that my podcast will be alternating weeks. So after this week, I will be returning in January, and I will be confirming a date for when I will be returning in January. I will have a date definitely on my last podcast. Anywho, I hope you have a great week. I hope you stay focused. It's the last few weeks of the year, so let's finish those goals. All right, be good and go accomplish your goals.